Now, when I was joined by Margaret Mills last week, she was telling me all about Queen Mary and her plan to escape the country, which she never did. And then everything seemed to go right for her. So I guess you've gone back to telling us more about Queen Mary today.
Yeah, she really did have a narrow escape there. She was seriously concerned that her younger brother, who was King Edward VI at the time, was plotting something horrible against her. So while, I'm just going to backtrack a bit on what I talked about last week. While she was in residence at Woodham Water Hall, not far from Malden, where she had this enclave of Catholic supporters around her, someone came up with a cunning plan for her escape. Mm. As we know, it never happened, but the cunning plan was there. The cunning plan was for some ships that had been sent by her relation, the Emperor Charles of Spain, to England. Ostensibly, these were Spanish merchant vessels. Mm. Nobody realised that they were actually in England to whisk Mary out of the country if her life was in danger. Well, these ships were at anchor in the Blackwater estuary. And the great master plan was that if they were challenged, why are you Spanish ships in the Blackwater estuary? What are you doing here? The plan was to say that they were on the lookout for pirates.
Right.
Sounds a bit lame to us, I think, today. But as mentioned last week, the plan was not needed because her younger brother died after only 5 years' reign. Mary is his successor and was able to switch the religion of the country back to Catholicism.
To live and fight another day.
And she lived and she fought another day. But yeah, the Blackwater Estuary Plan, as some call it.
Okay, thank you very much indeed.